You look forward to getting a taste of what you've probably seen from afar for some years.
With the
Raiders.
Rivalry?
And Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I mean, it's our first division game. You know, we excited about, you know, starting that process here and against the Raiders. You know, certainly there's been a lot of great games over the course of the years, and I've watched them from afar, but it'll be great to be a part of that. It's a great atmosphere to play in. I've played there a few times in my career here in the NFL, and the fans are phenomenal there, you know, and loud, and you know, make life tough. So it'll be fun. It'll be a big challenge for us.
Players can always wear helmets.
You got that right. No, I mean you. There's some things that may fly on the field, but it's an exciting place to play. It's certainly you know, a difficult challenge to go there and win against a good football team, but you know, we'll be hard at work at it this week.
Talking about, like, you know, Carlos's kid. So how much does this rivalry
mean to us?
It means a lot to the fans,
obviously. Sure, it means a lot to us. You know, there are, you know, if you want to call them arch rival or what you want to categorize them as, but you know, we get to play them twice, you know, a year, and I think there's a lot of players on our team that are very familiar with their players. I'm sure that's the same on their sideline and then their coaching staff. You know, we've got, you know, a guy or two from that organization here now. So it's special when you get to play these division games early in the year on the road against a team that, you know, historically you're not supposed to like. And we know that, and they know it, and it'll be exciting for us to go there and meet the challenge.
What do you see out of Jamarcus? I know there's conclusion.
Yeah, but the big thing is he leads the league in yards per completion, which has always been kind of a trademark in Oakland. When they complete them, they're deep. They've got a lot of big play players, a ton of speed, you know. And you know, the one thing too that he's done a good job of last year, and then going to he hasn't turned the ball over that much. You know, 8 interceptions and 370 attempts last year, I think it was. And, you know, he takes care of the football for them. They run the ball well. He understands that part of their game plan is going to be getting the ball down the field. And, you know, and they won the San Diego game basically on a play like that. So, you know, he's a younger player who's getting better and played really, really good football late last year. And, you know, and I'm sure that he'll be ready to go on Sunday. Big, physical, versatile player. He'll play on the end. He'll play inside. We talked to our lineman this morning. Every one of them may have to block him at some point by themselves or maybe with help, you know, some way, shape, or form. But a guy that can take over a game if you're not careful. Very powerful, very physical. A good pass rusher for a 310-pound man. He's got quickness. He's got, you know, speed around the edge, and then he can power you. So definitely helps their front. You know, they've got a good front as it is. You know, a lot of big physical players. He's just like them, and you know, I've been around him for a long time, and he's definitely added something to them for sure.
Josh, aside from the Raiders, it seems like across the league, offenses are more and more using the short passing game. One scout I talked to said that's probably because the safeties are now playing further back than they. Have you noticed that? Has it been that there's more deep coverage, even deeper than?
Not really. You know, and just in studying the Raiders, you know, Huff's made a few interceptions where he's supposed to be back there in the deep part of the field, but he reads something, he gets down there, and he makes plays. I think that's probably a player-by-player thing. You know, if one team's safeties are playing deeper, you know, or a few teams that somebody's played are playing deeper, then that may be the case. But I have certainly not noticed that, you know, up to this point this year with the teams we've played in the preseason and the first two games of the regular season.
What are you most pleased with, though, having established in two games?
I think our players understand how we're going to approach each week. And when we identify what we want to do to try to win the game, they've worked extremely hard at focusing on just that part. You know, we don't play the same way from one week to the next. And it takes preparation, and the players meet that challenge every week of accepting what we're trying to give them to do and then doing it very well and going out there and trying to, you know, nail it by the time we get to Sundays. And certainly nothing's perfect, and you're right, it is just two games. But I think the thing that I really enjoy is coming in there on Wednesday morning and trying to describe what kind of team we're playing and how we're going to try to play to beat them. And you see 55 guys, 60 guys taking notes, writing things down, and then digesting it. And then you see that out at practice. And I think that as long as you got a bunch of guys that are willing to prepare that hard and go out there and understand what you're going to try to do to win each week, you give your team a chance.
How important is it to change on the fly?
I think it's very important. It really is. You know, we're not, I don't think we're one of those teams that you could categorize as we do what we do. We kind of do what we do each week differently, you know. And so for a player, it requires tremendous work, a lot of time, studying. You know, the ability to adapt from one week to the next. There's plenty of things that we did last week that we're not even talking about this week, you know, and vice versa, you know. So I think that our players, it's a, you know, it's a tribute to them that we've accumulated enough players that we can play like that.
If you're not a team that does what you do,
mm-hmm.
is it any harder to establish an identity that way or not?
Hopefully our identity is we just do what we got to do to win. That's the hope. Hopefully that's the identity that we create here, and that's what we want to create, is whatever we need to do or however we need to play to win, that's what we're going to try to do.
And one more of the coaches got a 1205, talk to Raider dress, tell them what's really good.
That's it? Kles, geez. That's one today, huh? Look at you. All right. I pressured you into giving me one. Under pressure. You cracked.
How about the Raiders running game? I mean, DeMarcus has thrown 35%, but they've still been able to.
Yeah. They have a very good scheme. You know, they run a lot of the zone stuff, and they got really good linemen that are physical and really kind of move the line of scrimmage, but the runners find it. I'm telling you, McFadden, Bush, who's very underrated. He's a big man, 250 pounds, got great feet. McFadden's fast. You know, Fargus, when he gets back, you know, he's the same kind of. They're all the same kind of backs. You know, dangerous every time they touch it, and very consistent. They're going to run it, you know, and keep running it, and keep running it, and keep running it. So the challenge is, we got to play good run defense every play. We can't take a play off because they'll hit it.
Are they still using the Bronco zone blocking?
There's plenty of zone in there. Thanks, Mike. All right, guys.
Thank you, Lee.